I said my nearer brother pined. I said his mighty heart declined. He loathed and put away his food. It was not that it was coarse and rude, for we were used to hunter's fare, and for the like had little care. The milk drawn from the mountain goat was changed for water from the moat. Our bread was such as captives' tears have moistened many a thousand years, since man first pent his fellow men like brutes within an iron den. But what were these to us or him? These wasted not his heart or limb. My brother's soul was of that mold which in a palace had grown cold had his free breathing been denied the range of the steep mountain side. But why delay the truth? He died. I saw and could not hold his head, nor reach his dying hand, nor dead. Though hard I strove, but strove in vain, to rend and gnash my bonds in twain, he died. And they unlocked his chain and scooped for him a shallow grave, even from the cold earth of our cave. I begged them, as a boon, to lay his corpse in dust whereon the day might shine. It was a foolish thought, but then within my brain it wrought that even in death his freeborn breast in such a dungeon could not rest. I might have spared my idle prayer. They coldly laughed and laid him there, the flat and turfless earth above the being we so much did love, his empty chain above it lent, such murder's fitting monument.